USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has passed away at 71. The president had just visited Robert Trump at a New York City hospital Friday. There's been no disclosure of his illness, but reports are he'd been battling health problems for months. One day after the UN Security Council rejected a bid by the U.S. to extend an arms embargo against Iran, President Trump told reporters yesterday he will likely call for a reimposition of UN sanctions on Iran, called a snapback, at the United Nations meeting this week.
Well, we knew what the vote was going to be, but we'll be doing a snapback. You'll be watching it next week.
The snapback, part of the 2015 nuclear deal negotiated by President Obama that Trump has often criticized. He backed the U.S. out of the deal in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
One day after the 9/11 Memorial Museum announced it was canceling the annual Tribute in Light because of pandemic concerns, outside organizations say they'll make sure the display happens. The Sergeants Benevolent Association Police Union and Tunnel to Towers Foundation saying that they will make sure the twin beams of light shine into the nighttime sky from Lower Manhattan on September 11th. This retired FDNY firefighter says it's important.
The lights are an amazing way for people to remember those who were lost on 9/11. They're inspirational.
Shots were fired when two opposing protest groups clashed in Portland, Oregon yesterday. Members of Patriot Prayer were demonstrating against Antifa and criticizing recent Black Lives Matter protests when a counter-protest by Black Lives Matter began nearby. One witness has said someone started spraying bear mace in the crowd as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hundreds of thousands of California residents experiencing a second day of rolling blackouts yesterday. KCRA in Sacramento reports over 270,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers had their power shut off for at least 2 hours yesterday. The utility says the power went out at about 6:30 local time last night after the California grid operator declared a Stage 3 electrical emergency because of increased demand. An intense heat wave largely to blame for that. Triple-digit heat expected to linger in the west through Wednesday. The combination of high temperatures, light winds, and wildfires in the state likely producing some of the worst smog in Los Angeles in a decade. One of the more unusual stories out of this year's Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, at least that we can talk about here, is how an Iowa woman is lucky to be alive after a bison attacked her at the nearby South Dakota Custer State Park. The 54-year-old woman had been traveling with a group of motorcyclists when they stopped to snap some photos. Videos posted to Facebook like this one showing the bison mom snagging horns in the woman's belt loop and flinging her around until her pants come off.
Oh my God! She's unconscious.
Probably.
Oh my God.
Witnesses say the fact that her pants did come off is why she was able to survive the attack. The woman was flown to a hospital, but police later said she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.